Today is February 7th, 2019, and my name is Theodore Turner. In Luke 24:46, it says, "And said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day." Luke 24:47 says, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Jesus was telling them this before he left. And Luke 24:50 says, "And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven." After salvation, we become part of the church, and we need to seek the Holy Spirit and His guidance. We need to get baptized, and we need to be baptized in the name of Jesus and ask God to help us. We need to learn about the spiritual gifts. In 1 Corinthians 12:1, it says, "Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, called Jesus, accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are divisions of gifts, but the same Spirit." One thing I've noticed is if someone's not a Christian, they're not going to say that Jesus is Lord. And if they do say that Jesus is Lord, they're most likely a Christian. This verse makes it pretty clear. It says, "No man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit." And also says, "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus accursed." If you have the Spirit of God, you're not going to say something bad about Christian. You're going to say, that just like it says in the second part, Jesus is Lord, and that'll be by the Holy Ghost and by the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 12:4, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit." If someone comes into your church, you can ask them, "Is Jesus Lord?" And if they start swearing or something, you'll likely know that they're probably not a Christian. But if you ask them to tell you what Jesus is their Lord, then you'll know that if they answer yes, that they are Christians. And ask them to say it to you, and you'll be able to know that they're Christians that way. You can test them that way, just if you really want to know. Now let's talk about the gifts of God that happen after you're saved, after you've got the Holy Spirit in your life, and after you've been baptized. And there are differences of administrations, it says in 1 Corinthians 12:5, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. 1 Corinthians 12:7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. 1 Corinthians 12:8, for to one is given the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the same self-Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And I'll read that again, because it's saying these all work together. 1 Corinthians 12:11, but all these worketh that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into the body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles. And you know, when we're baptized in water. That's the way they did it. It says that we're supposed to be buried with, like as Jesus was, and arise. And there's plenty of verses explaining that. And it's very important that we're baptized, and then we'll find out that it says the Holy Spirit and fire comes upon us. It's like, you ever heard of anyone say they're just on fire for the Lord? Well, I think that's the Holy Spirit and fire. And then there's a wind that comes, the Holy Spirit wind, Holy Spirit sends us wind and it drives us along and gives us strength to just keep going and going. In 1 Corinthians 12:14 it says, "For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, Behold, cause I am not the hand, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, Because I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body?" Let me read those two again. It shows how different people, maybe even your foot, could try to say it's not part of you. 1 Corinthians 12:15, "If the foot shall say, Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If your foot says it's not of the body, that doesn't mean it's not of the body, it's still there. And if 12:16 says, "And if the ear shall say, Because I'm not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? 12:17 says, "If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God has set the members, every one of them in the body, as it has pleased him. Are they many members, yet one body? And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And the members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more honor, abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. But our comely parts have no need. But God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to all that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but the members should have the same care one for another. Whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. And one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and the members in particular. And God has set some in church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, the gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? All teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gift of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covereth earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. But covereth earnestly the best gifts, and I show you yet a more excellent way. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, I have not charity, I become the sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. And now we're going to talk about the love gifts, the love that's put into our hearts, and the charity, which has to do with love and giving of ourselves to other people. 1 Corinthians 13:2 says, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith, though I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing." Ephesians 4:5, we're talking about the body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Ephesians 4:4 and 4:5 is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. 4:6 says, "One God and Father of all is above all, and all, through all, and in all." There's one main baptism, which was referred to by Jesus before he left. The burying in water is a symbol of the cleansing of God. The symbol of wind and fire are from the Holy Spirit into your life. I want to mention to you the salvation message today, that you have to pray to become a Christian, without giving you all the verses involved with it. But I'm just going to tell you the one that Billy Graham said he uses. Say this verse right with me right now, and you'll become a Christian this very day, this very moment. Wherever you are, whenever you are, whether you're 100 years from now, from where we made this message today on February 7, 2019, or 200. But if you hear this message, you can become a Christian right now. And here's what you do. Say this prayer. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior in your name." That, once you say that, makes you a Christian. And here's the steps that came from. you have to admit you're a sinner, be willing to turn from sin, believe that Jesus Christ died for you and was buried and rose from the dead. Now you invite Jesus into your heart, and then you confess him publicly by walking down in front of those people and saying those things. And if you think, oh, God can't save me, well, it's not by your might or your power that you get saved. It's by God's Spirit. So Zechariah 4:6 says this. This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It would be like you need something done and you try to do it yourself. You try to use your power, you can't do it. So finally you say, Jesus, help me. And he uses his Spirit. Whatever that is, he sends his Spirit out and makes his angels do this or that, whatever, or he just does it directly by his faith and his knowledge that he can do these things. But his Spirit is what gets things done. It's not by our power. I want to read the rest of this Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 13:3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profited me nothing. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. 1 Corinthians 13:6. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But then, when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. And I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Follow after charity, and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. For he that prophesies speaketh unto men edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied, for greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret that the church may receive edifying. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or prophesying or doctrine? And even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to battle? And likewise ye, except ye utter by tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. 1 Corinthians 14:10. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. 1 Corinthians 14:11. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, it shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh a barbarian unto me. Even so, ye, forasmuch as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying the church. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, and my understanding is unfruitful. It's very important that we learn these things and do the things that God wants us to do, and that we become a Christian. I'm going to read this again, and I want you to follow with me. Dear Lord Jesus, pray this right now. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior in your name. If you said this prayer today, find a good Christian church and go to it and keep going there and learn that Jesus is taking care of you and he'll be there with you for the rest of your life for the next 500,000 years or 2,000. Jesus' name. Have a good day.